In December 2002, Mary Hansen, the keyboardist and background vocalist of the band Stereolab, was hit by a truck and killed while she was riding her bike. The group stopped playing for most of 2003, but has recently issued a new disc called Margarine Eclipse. Tom Moon has a review.
I slid the new Stereolab into the CD player with some trepidation. Even though Mary Hansen sang backgrounds, not leads, she was an important part of the Stereolab sound and the vibe. When I started to hear Letitia Sadier singing all the vocal parts, I was comforted. The band retained the same basic approach, the glossy porcelain melodies that ride over a churning rhythm loop. As with everything this London-based electronic pop band has done, you pick up different signals as you go deeper. Like the lyrics, which once seemed willfully obtuse or filled with left-wing ideology. Now, they talk about what it means to be alive. They're the sound of young people celebrating something they maybe once took for granted. Sweet music changed a bit, too. Once into constant repetition, Stereolab now seems restless, unwilling to hunker down in one mood for too long. My favorite songs on the new disc are like sweets. They start in one atmosphere, and then, after several minutes, there comes an abrupt change of gears. Stereolab's been going since 1991, and along the way, it has explored lots of different styles. It sent bossa nova into the stratosphere, created oceanic film music, and dabbled in dense, dissonant progressive rock. This time, there are fewer references to other kinds of music. The singing still alternates between English and French, but now the transitions are fluid, not just cosmopolitan kitsch. The only glances backward are the tributes to the late singer Mary Hansen. It's as though, in the process of grieving, the members of Stereolab decided that the best way to honor her was to shuttle along on Fast Forward, in pursuit of more impossibly beautiful vistas.
The CD is Margarine Eclipse by Stereolab. Our reviewer Tom Moon writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer.